Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm on the air, I guess. All right, this is Live with Lisa, and I'm going to see if I can answer phone. Don't know why I'm not hearing this on my computer. I don't know if that's how it works. I've got a speakerphone right now, and then see, I've got a phone call. Let's see, can you hear? Hello, speaker.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, hi. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am, Wendy. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Wendy.
I didn't know if I was listening to the radio.
I don't understand. This is so new. I have not used Blog Talk Radio since I used to do my shows, as you know, back in Oregon, back in, oh, gosh, I think like 2012. What has it been? Like, yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's been forever, but thank you very much. Wendy's calling in to share in my conversation about the digital age. And you missed out on the digital age because you got married before there was the digital age, but you've had experience knowing people like this. How is texting and all the digital stuff changed your social life, in the last few years?
Well, yeah, I dated in the olden days back before. Email had just started, I remember, because we had a few email goof-ups. But texting, that was after. But I love texting. I know most people kind of think, you know, it's much more impersonal, and I think it is in a lot of ways, but it seems like so many of my relationships are, you know, mostly through text. But if you were getting to know someone in the dating world, I think that is harder because you don't get to know about all those different aspects of their personality that could, you know, really turn you off.
Well,
you know, like,
yeah, what am I,
if they're,
go ahead.
Well, you know, like if they're, you know, someone who gets really defensive about what you say, or they're really snarky, or they interrupt you a lot, or, you know, all those little things that come with conversation and you pick up in the first few minutes of talking to somebody, you wouldn't get that, you know, over a text.
Yeah.
A lot of time to think about what they're going to say, and so I don't know. My husband,
well,
threw
yeah,
in that they'd be a faker.
There you go. Well, I think it's really bad because, and that's one of the reasons I want to do the show, is because you get. But just like your intonations in your voice, just when I'm talking to you, not even just with men, women situations, just with relationships in general. I have girlfriends that will not talk on the phone with me. They leave messages on their voice message says, don't waste your time leaving a voice message because I don't listen to them. Either text me or don't talk to me. Kind of basically it. I mean, they say it a nicer way than that, but that's basically it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, true.
So it's extremely frustrating. I was trying to do this whole thing where I was going to do both Twitter has this Periscope thing, you know, Wendy, where
mm-hmm.
you can
yeah.
where you can actually go live on that. But since I was forced to use my phone in order to call in, because apparently it goes through this little thing where it says, oh, all you have to do is click on this live little link and it'll automatically, you know, connect you. Well, that's only if you have a premium thing, which I'm thinking of doing the premium thing. So it'd been nice if they allowed me to do that, but they don't. But I'd love to have been able to do like.
I noticed, Lisa, with you, you are definitely not a texter, but you are extremely vocal person. You really communicate a lot with your spoken word. So, not everybody is like you. Like, you're like one of my few friends that you're not really into texting. But I can see why.
Why do you think that is? why are there people like most of your other friends and like the friends I just mentioned that they just, I mean, I think texting is great. Don't get me wrong, for logistics.
Uh-huh.
Like if I want to, I'm going to be late or where do we want to meet up?
Oh, yeah.
But relationships are meant to relate to the person. You cannot relate to the person through a screen constantly.
Well, yeah, I think you can if they're people you know really well and you can hear their voice while they're talking. Like, this is my mom and I communicate like this, where we'll just, I'll be going through my day and any little thing reminds me of her and I'll shoot her a text and we'll talk for a few minutes and that'll be it. And then, you know, maybe a few hours later, we'll chat again for a little while. And so I really like that relationship with, and I can keep that relationship going with my sisters at the same time and a couple friends, and it just goes on all through my day. When if I had to slow down and take, you know, a 15-minute phone conversation, I might put that off because I've got to do this, got to do that, got to do this. But if I want to text, I can just, you know, share my thoughts right there. So I like that part of it. I don't usually do that.
That's
with you.
That's true. That is,
we
that
have
is
to set up an actual conversation to talk to you.
I know. I'm high.
So then we go too long without talking.
That's right. It's,
and then I just voice chat.
I don't get the excitement. Like, I get the excitement to what you're talking
that's
about
right.
when I hear that wonderful
yeah.
voice of yours or your husband's or the, what or any of the, your wonderful family. But I don't get
mm-hmm.
that if I just get a little brief text message. It's just dry. It's two-dimensional. I think that the
yeah,
whole texting thing is two-dimensional, and that's what I have a problem
yeah.
with. So so I really
mm-hmm.
think that maybe, obviously, it shouldn't go away. Texting's never going to go away. But, I mean, I know people that have had, that have broken up and then not even talked to each other ever again. They, like, have a date, their last date, they thought everything was going hunky-dory, and one of the members decides to just break up through text, refuses to talk on the phone, and they never, ever talk to each other. They had like this relationship, and the relationship was not just on the screen. And
mm-hmm.
so it's to me, that's the tragic part, I think, of a lot of this, a lot of this texting, this nonstop texting obsession with texting and not having, you know, I met a guy that I thought was awfully nice, and but he doesn't seem to be able to talk on the telephone for more than like, you know, 2 minutes. And,
mm-hmm.
and, but we prefer to just nonstop text. And it's just strange. Especially when you're first meeting somebody.
Yeah. I've noticed that, you know, like when my daughter maybe is, you know, interested in a boy or whatever, and the relationship is mostly over text because she shares a lot with me. After a certain point, it tends to get very, like you said, just not, there's no depth. And, you know, even if they may have a text conversation where he opens up more, you're not getting those nuances of, you know, how he talks to you, how he looks at you or whatever. You can't tell. And then the relationship ends up going nowhere because there really was no depth to begin with, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it is hard
yeah,
to find out.
So like, you can't get to know each other. I mean, the person could sit there and think. Well, of course, I have the ultimate, maybe this is part of why I'm so paranoid of texting. The very first time, I don't know if I ever told you this, Wendy, but the very first time I ever texted somebody, I was playing in this tennis tournament, mixed doubles, and I got put with this guy that I thought was quite attractive. And he was younger than me, but I don't think he was that much younger. Maybe he was too young. Maybe this providence of God that nothing went but through further. But in any case, he decided to text me. And it's back when you had to go through each of the numbers and go, you know, on your cell phone till you got to the right letter. And then do it that way. Do you remember that way back then?
Yeah. Long time
ago. Okay, so I wrote the wittiest, absolutely cutest little response. I thought I was so happy with myself. And so I pushed send, and right before I pushed send, it changed what I wrote, thought that I had, you know, guessed what I had guessed completely and horribly wrong. And it was so horribly wrong, I can't even remember what it said. And I couldn't figure out how to recall it or figure out what it was I sent. But I so offended this poor young man that I never spoke to him again over the phone. He didn't show up for our next tennis match. He was so offended by whatever it was I said. And I tried writing him back and said I had no idea how this thing works and I'd never done this before. And he didn't seem to – he wasn't very sympathetic to my problem. But anyway, so I think that might be part of my disinterest in that sort of thing. But anyway, I think it's
I wish you remembered what you said.
I know. Wouldn't that be fun?
That
would have
been good. I wish you remembered it. Yeah,
I know, but you know, some things just weren't meant to be, and that's what we've talked about before. Sometimes if you look back in your life, and some of the hardest things, or that, not that that was hard for me, but some of the times, some of the more challenging events people have in their lives turn out to be good things, because if they hadn't had that bump in the road, then they wouldn't have met certain people that would have happened into their lives, and they wouldn't have gotten a different job decision, and their lives would have gone in the way that sometimes you have to have a new direction catastrophe happen to you, kind of thing. So, you know,
that's
what it is.
That's when we grow.
Go ahead.
It seems like when the hard part, when the hard times come, that's when we grow the most. It's like, you know, that's what we have to let our kids go through those things too. That's not easy.
That's true. But do you think maybe your daughter might want to share with us more of a contemporary younger person's perspective on the texting, or is she still she's still busy?
She's hiding up there, supposedly studying for her ACT. Brett's going to call her, but. She was telling me earlier because, you know, I told her what we'd be talking about tonight and that, you know, be interesting for her to share about how she has a couple different groups of friends. She's a theater kid. So she's got this theater group, that theater group. And I guess, you know, theater kids might be more vocal and outgoing than other kids, I would guess. That could be wrong, but these kids get on these nightly, they use Discord, which she says it's a program that real gamers use, but they use it for like a group conference call because it just runs really well on their computers. That's why they all use it. And they do these nightly calls and they get into deep conversations about their family life and things they're facing, and they know intimate details of each other's lives, and they work out each other's problems. I think it's amazing, you know, and they're doing it all in bed every night. Here's Lisa, Lexi right here. Say hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Lexi. How are you doing?
Good.
Well, I am trying to, I'm trying to get to the bottom of the whole problem with digital dating and relationships that tend to be more over between you and your screen on your device than it is between the person that you are interested in. So do you have some insights that you can share with us older folks?
Well, I've made countless friends over the internet. I have friends, and one just moved from French Guiana to Canada for school. I've made friends in Switzerland, Germany, Australia, and just,
wow.
Oh, man,
it's
some
Australia.
Of the most amazing people I've met. Yeah. And we all still talk, and it's been like, I met the Australian girl first, and that was 4 years ago now. And they would do that thing that I tell you about. They'd go through their day, and they just share these silly little things all day long with someone in French Guiana. You know, it's just.
funny.
That is so funny. And so this is all voice. Are you talking to each other, or is this texting? This thing
I think,
that you're doing.
A lot of it is through texting. Some of them I have called, but they get really nervous because, like, either my French won't be great or their English isn't that well. So texting is really, really great because it's really easy to understand each other.
Now, do they text in English?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And then we'll text in French too, you know.
And so are you pretty fluent in French?
I'd say I'm probably half.
Half and for good. Well, so that's good. So tell me about this discourse thing. What is discourse?
Oh, so it's a conference call thing. So it's like Skype, but it runs smoother on your computer. And so, you know, you can text, you can call and stuff like that. And I've made friends over the internet through Discord, and I have a lot of friends that I don't think we would be nearly as close if it wasn't because of Discord or texting.
Okay, now have you ever, just a personal thing, you don't have to talk about this if you don't want to, but have you ever had a relationship with a guy where it's predominantly text messaging or that sort of thing? Or have you not really started dating too terribly much yet?
I've dabbled, but not like, you know, I've talked to guys, but it's
nothing
not like
dabbling. Yeah. I've talked around.
Yeah,
I've talked
around.
Talked around.
You really text around.
Oh, can you be a promiscuous texter? And I've now on my Periscope. So those of you watching me on Periscope, we are talking about relationships. This is G-Rated Relationship Show. You're not allowed to say the three-letter word with the X in it. I am not talking about tax. But we would like to know how you feel about texting and relationships that get a little too heavy in the texting and a little too not frequently enough the actual voice talking on the phone. It seems to be going away to the way of the dinosaurs, the whole verbal, the talking thing. And I just think the emotions that you get when you talk to somebody, you hear their voice and who said that?
That's what emojis are for, Lisa.
Oh,
that's what emojis are for.
Oh. Well, what if I can't find an emoji that really matches my mood? Okay, what's Brett saying? Come get him on the phone.
Oh, yeah, he's saying still things on the slide, but he won't speak up.
Yeah, I'll speak up.
Okay, well, then translate. What's he saying? Translate.
Well,
come on, I want to hear.
Well, I remember my sister was kind of met a guy online, you know, not online, on an airplane, and they exchanged information, and they just kept texting each other, and as she was deciding what was going on, and then it was the old, oh, I just met him, I should probably not text him back right away, because then he'll think I like him too much, and, you know, and then he was sometimes text her right away back, and then not wait a day, and so you didn't know the real person. And then, you know, then the other is, as I was just telling Wendy, it's like you don't necessarily know the other person, because how do you know they're not married? And the reason they're texting you is because they don't want their significant other to know they're in the same room while she's cooking him dinner.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's like, and then they get to rehearse what they want to say. So you can't really get to know somebody that well through text, because they get to rehearse it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd rather let them see.
Yes, and I can imagine just having a relationship with somebody and having these witty comebacks and all these wonderful witty little text messages, and then you get married to them and are like, well, gosh, you were a whole lot more interesting when you were texting me.
Yeah, because that's because my friend was telling me what I should say on text. Isn't that true?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, so checked by committee.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. You don't know if that person continues to take the credit for it, and then you finally meet the person there, and you're like, you're nothing like. Could you invite your friends back into this relationship?
Yeah, you don't know who's reading your text.
Yeah, there was a play where the guy with the Cyrano de Bergerac. Remember that?
Yes, exactly my thought.
Mm-hmm.
Cyrano de Bergerac. If you haven't ever seen or heard of that play by, it was Shakespeare, wasn't it, or was it somebody else? Maybe it was somebody else. In any case, it was back in that around that time period, and this guy was trying to court this woman, and he was hanging out on the side. And telling them all these great things to say because the guy was really good looking, but he had a brain the size of a pea. And meanwhile, Cyrano had this massive nose, very unattractive fellow, but he was quite brilliant and quite romantic and quite he had quite the way with words. And so he was giving the words to the guy who was good looking. Then when she was around him, the guy that was good looking couldn't say anything because he was an idiot, you know. So that's a good point. That's a very good point. Infidelity and digital relationships, this is not good. This is not good. We are not relating to each other. It's like we have these devices that are supposed to make us closer together, and they're making us less close together. Well,
hey, Lisa, remember Tiger Woods got busted because of his text messages.
Really?
Remember Tiger Woods? He got busted because his wife looked at his text messages, and that's how it all came out.
There you go.
So there you go.
That's true. You can have and be caught with infidelity. Infidelity is a very, very bad thing, and it's very much discouraged by the scriptures and the Bible and the good creator that we have, and for good reason. You should just focus your attention on one person and rely on that, because you can't really trust somebody if they're off gallivanting around with a whole bunch of other people, and that goes for people that are dating as well. People that have made the commitment to getting married, they definitely shouldn't. But go ahead.
Lexi has a question for you.
Okay, go ahead, because I've got like 4 minutes now. So mad long to figure out how to do this.
How do you feel about letters, sending letters to people?
Oh, now letters are cool. Oh, my goodness.
Old
I remember waiting for letters. I'm into the letter generation. I'm an elderly woman here, but letters. Oh, I fell for my college boyfriend because his letters, and then hanging around him, he wasn't nearly.
Oh, what?
He wrote great letters.
Wouldn't that be the same as falling for your college boyfriend because of a romantic text he sent you?
Touché.
But maybe the texts are chunky. The texts are chunky. There's not a full, completed thought. It's like a chunky little, quick little, cute little comment, and then a cute little comment back. So you're kind of, it's like a hybrid of a conversation between a conversation and a letter. The letter is a full thought out.
I'd like to see how you text then.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lexi does letter text.
You do, Lexi. So do talk to me. Tell me how it's done.
I start with dear.
Dear, that's good. That's good. We've only got 3 minutes left, so let's make it snappy, girlfriend. I can stay on for my Periscope. I don't know if you're seeing me on Periscope, Wendy, but you might want to try. We could continue this conversation, and you can write your comments, speaking of texting, on my Periscope live with Lisa if you want to try to do that in 2 minutes when we finish. But anyway, so continue on about your texting, Lexi.
But also just, you know, I do think texts can be very emotional. It's, you know, if you have a way with words and stuff, but I also feel like a real beauty of texting is how it can also be very unemotional. So there's been nights and stuff where I've been really upset, and I've just been able to text my friends with, like, you know, not clouding enough with my own, like, my mind full of all these different things. I'm so stressed right now, but, you know, I can really pinpoint what I want to say to my friend to get my point across so she can help me with my issues and stuff.
So it helps you organize your thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. Because how I kind of text people is kind of like, I tell my friends I kind of use them as my journal. Because I never stop talking, so I'm always communicating, keeping up that tie with my friends.
They're always talking all day long. Lexi and probably 30 friends all day long. Like
are
the texts I tell you
that
I do.
Friends? Lexi, how many of these friends are male friends?
Probably half.
Really? Do you find that the male friends are as chatty as your female friends?
Oh, yeah, sometimes more.
Okay, I'm getting like, I've got 90 seconds left, so I'm going to have to leave. So, Wendy, real quick before we get off, have you gotten on, found me on my Periscope on Twitter?
Do I have to do that on one of those computer things?
No, I think you have to do it on like your phone or your app or your device.
Oh, phone. Oh, I thought I was only on Twitter. Do I have to go to Periscope?
If you go to my account, I think my Periscope is showing up right now on my Twitter account. So try that. So anyway, thank you very much. I'm going to try to do these more often, and I'm going to get the technology down a little bit better. But this has been Live with Lisa Michaels, What's Between Us, the G-Rated Relationship Show. And if you'd like to continue the conversation, go over to my Twitter account. My Twitter account is Live with Lisa, and I think you can still see it there. It's Periscope, and it's Live with Lisa.
Explore.
Okay, and now I'm going to, I've got like 31 seconds. Have you found me yet, Wendy? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I see your floor, Lisa. Your floor is live.
Wait a minute. Why am I floor live? No way.
Your hardwood floor.
There you are. We're not live
show
now, right?
Me.
Are we
okay,
still
now
live?
You see me?
Now.
Yeah.
Now
we're still
can.
Live.
Yeah,
I see you. 10 seconds. 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 1, and then text me because I can't talk anymore. Bye.
Okay, bye.
And so, okay, bye.